The Guardian.
Well, I think markets hate uncertainty, and they'd been worried about Freddie and Fannie for some time because the two institutions were clearly in trouble. And Henry Paulson had taken powers in July to make this move, and it means that the government has extended its lender of last resort facility ultimately to the entire US mortgage market. It means US mortgage rates should fall. It's an encouraging step, if you like, if you're a bank that hasn't been able to lend any mortgages for a long time and are worried about not doing any business. This ends a great deal of that uncertainty. That's why, you know, stock prices in banks have soared everywhere around the world.
This was obviously a huge step for the American government to take. What might have happened if they hadn't done it?
Well, I think Freddie and Fannie were teetering close to the brink of collapse. They're institutions that arguably have run their course and shouldn't exist any longer, and for certain won't exist in anything like the form they are now once they come out of conservatorship, as it's called. So there was a very real danger that they would collapse, and that would bring down the financial system in the US and probably around the world as well, since so many banks globally hold these mortgage-backed securities that we've heard so much about during the credit crunch.
And US Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson had battled to prevent this happening. How much of an embarrassment is it to the government?
Is it an embarrassment? I don't know that it's an embarrassment, really. Certainly there were figures that came out on Friday about the extent of arrears and foreclosures in American mortgages that were so bad that I think they were probably the final straw that made the government act. They were really awful numbers on Friday. And I think the government just thought, we've got to act. You could say it's 3 months before an election. You could be cynical. But for certain, you wouldn't want, as Treasury Secretary Paulson knows, that if Obama wins, he's only got 3 or 4 months left in power. So I think didn't want to be the man who saw Freddie and Fannie collapse on his watch, if you like.
And speaking of Obama and John McCain, one of them will be president. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson briefed them about what he was doing. How did they react?
Well, McCain said he was positive about it and it had to be done. Obama said he would reserve judgment to see whether taxpayers were protected. They do look protected, I must say. It's shareholders that have been wiped out in this. The government has essentially taken over these two bodies for nothing. There are signs that the American housing market is bottoming out. If it increases and business picks up for Freddie and Fannie, then the taxpayer will sit on a very healthy profit potentially in a year or two. So while Obama is right to be worried about taxpayers, we don't want taxpayers to pay for the folly of these lending institutions. But it does look like they may come out of it okay.
And looking ahead, this conservatorship, as you mentioned, in effect temporary nationalisation, supposed to be temporary, how easy will it be for the government to return Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae to the private sector?
Well, that will depend on the health of the housing market, and that this move is designed to sort of put a floor, as I mentioned, under prices. So it will depend to a great extent on how quickly financial markets more generally and the US housing market in particular return to some sort of normal state. But there's no doubt that Freddie and Fannie will not return to the private sector in the form that they were taken in from the private sector in it. They were an anomaly, an anachronism. They should have been got rid of years ago. They were just so big that they could employ the best lobbyists in Washington to keep them alive. But really, in a world of big, broad capital markets, there's no need for these kind of institutions. We don't have them in Britain, and you don't have them generally elsewhere in the world. We won't see Freddie and Fannie in the same condition, the same state again. They are finished, essentially, as they were. They've died, in a way.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.